CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hello, welcome to the on-demand episode of CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. This Friday, 17th of September, Ari's not here. She had to go straight after the show to go get her hair dyed. Much like she just left mid-show. During Dog News, she actually just left the studio, which was pretty funny. But you'll hear that soon. That's coming up. We had Friday Live, as we do every Friday. We get a local talent in to play some of their tunes. We had Charlie Saunders from Sheffield School. She was one of the finalists in the Rock Challenge this year. We were both big fans of her work. And she played outstandingly, especially she was playing through a small little tinny radio as her amp, as her guitar amp. Sounded great. It actually, and she had pedal board. Love her work. Reuben Rod returns. Reuben Rod, who often calls Lee Kentworthy from 7BU Breakfast. We had the best of the best winner in the Cooey, Somerset and Camdale area. All that and more is on the way, so look forward to it. Also, Word Sandwich today was presented by Mysterious Mel. We didn't even have Thea in today. All that and more coming up. Thanks for listening.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Ari.
Good morning, Adam.
Your voice is two octaves deeper.
Point out the obvious, mate. Yes, it is. That toothpaste got me good yesterday.
It was that and the hype. You were the hype yesterday, right?
I'm the hype every day. It will get better. It's just super early in the morning and it just needs to warm up a little bit.
I am the hype.
It definitely is. Very lower.
We're on the main road of Kui. You were dancing, yelling, having a good time, but this is the consequence, you know? You pushed too hard.
What do you mean? I do that every day.
I know, but maybe you hyped too hard yesterday.
No, it's because I choked on toothpaste you and reckon? It was sitting, it literally, a dot of it was sitting at the back of my throat and I was like, trying to get it out and it was, it literally has like burnt my throat. Don't even know how that happened.
Well, you were, yeah, on the main drag at Cooey yesterday, dancing, making a scene. We had a message to the Facebook from Stuart Dunn saying, I walked past and said hi, disappointed that I missed Ari's dance, though.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Sometimes we have to do work. Oh, my God, that button. Anyway, happy Friday. Happy fancy Friday.
It is.
Adam's got a very fancy shirt on today. It's silky.
It is silky. I got it from France.
Yeah.
So it's proud of that.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We were broadcasting live right next to Lee Kenworthy. God.
So this is why Adam is so hyped up today. So hyped because he's got his little Reuben Rod back.
Yeah, Reuben Rod's back. So this must be the fifth call we've placed to Lee Kentworthy on 7BU.
5 weeks in a row as well.
Yep. No, we missed last week because we were out and about.
Oh, devil.
Yeah, so well, you keep him guessing, you know. Just when he thinks Reuben's gone, he's back.
Reuben was having the day off. He was having a sleep in.
So we actually did this yesterday and we were broadcasting like literally right next to him. So I had to like sneak around the corner and do this. So Ari hasn't even heard what I said.
No, I couldn't hear anything because you had to run away.
So I called into his broadcast while he was broadcasting from Cooey next to us. Darren Kerwin was back at the 7AD office.
He's on board with this.
Yeah, he's
all
in on it.
We're all part of the crew.
Now, Ari hasn't heard this, so here you go. And here you go, Ari. All right, ready? Brace yourself.
We're broadcasting from Cooey's Golden Mile. And back in the studio, it's 7AD. I have Darren. Good morning to you, Darren.
Good morning, mate. How's it going down there?
Oh, things are pretty good. We've got a few walkers. We've got a few drivers tooting their horns and making us feel very welcome here in Cooey for our best of the best.
Hey, there goes a truckie, I reckon. Anyway, I just got a phone call from one of your regulars. Do you know Reuben?
I certainly do. I know him well.
All right, here's Reuben.
It's Reuben Rod, Darren. I'm just wondering, I know that Lee Kenworthy is down at Cooey today, but I'm in the Wynyard area, so I can't head down there. But someone did tell me, I know the CFM crew's down there, but they're not dressed fancy today, but I've heard that Lee is dressed fancy, so I was just wondering, Darren, is he dressed fancy? And if he is, could you pop something up on social media for me? Because I just want to see him in a little suit with his slacks on and his package neatly fastened in place. Thanks, Darren. Appreciate it, mate.
Okay, so that was Reuben. So are you dressed fancy?
Well, how fancy can you dress on these nice cold mornings, huh? Yeah? 3 or 4 degrees. It's one of those mornings that you've got to dress for the conditions, don't you, Darren?
Sure.
And Reuben.
Sure thing. Should we play some music?
We better do that.
There you go. Success. We made it on the air.
Reuben loves to talk about Lee K's package all nicely bundled up, hey?
I know. So he's got no idea it's us.
Oh, he's got no idea. I'm very proud of you that you can keep that whistle going for the entire... If you're just tuning in, by the way, Adam is Reuben Rod.
Yeah, that's me. You could sort of hear the street noises in the background of the call too, because I was right where he was.
Imagine if a truck went past and beeped at the same time.
I know.
You would have been sprung. Oh, how funny. Well, that's why you revved up today.
Yeah, so the Reuben Rod calls continue. He lives.
You know I love karaoke, right, Ads?
I actually love it too.
I love karaoke. Now, what's your favourite karaoke song?
I usually go into a Pearl Jam.
Yeah, okay. I don't even know why I asked, to be honest. Is anyone from any one of the albums is probably you.
Yeah.
Well, do you have like a special connection with just one of the Pearl Jam songs?
Me and my friend Sean used to do Alive or Black a lot.
Mm.
Yeah, probably one of those two we used to love to do.
So the next song that's coming up, it was playing, well, we knew the words at school, so during year 12 it was like kind of our group song. And after we left school and everything, we went to Bali for a bit of a girls' weekend, splash the cash, go on a bit of a holiday. And we were at, you can be quite persuasive to the bands at like restaurants, really fancy restaurants.
What do you mean persuasive? Like as women?
Like,
use your assets?
Well, no, just like, hey, can we sing a song? Yeah, no worries. It's like, sweet.
So this wasn't a karaoke
this
event.
This was a fancy restaurant. The Balinese group were playing. They were a band. They had lots of instruments and everything. And we're like, so, do you know George Michael Faith? Now we're like, yeah. We're like, can you just play it and we'll sing with you? We sang karaoke in a high-class restaurant in Bali. And it wasn't even a karaoke bar. Like, everyone was just like, what is going on? But it was amazing. It was a vibe.
It probably felt amazing. Did it sound amazing?
Probably not.
Trivia Troll.
I almost sound like the Trivia Troll dude because my voice has dropped so much today.
Coffee. Can you go that low?
God, nah.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Harry's gone low.
It is Trivia Troll time.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. It is the last time this week that you can get in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It's all thanks to Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Discover the beauty of winter warmth or spring warmth with a Jensen's wood heater. It's Tassie. It's pretty much winter all year round. Okay, Adam he's been hyped up all day about this. So, Adam, what is your question?
All right, the number's 1-300-655-922. What's the name of my alter ego that calls Lee Kentworthy at 7BU every Friday, or most Fridays? What's the name?
Yeah, that's what we want. We want the name.
I tell you what, if Lee Kentworthy's listening, he knows the name because he repeats it all the time now. He's learned it.
It is very true. Okay, so what is the name?
What is the name of the guy the name I use when I prank call Lee Kenworthy at 7BU?
Mm.
1-3, if you've been paying attention any Friday from 6, you'll know.
There is a cheeky way you could find out too.
Is there?
Yeah, listen to the On Demand at cfmtaz.com.
They don't have time to quickly do that. All right, the initials are RR, by the way.
Oh my God, there's way too many clues.
1-300-655-922.
Trivia Trial.
Hello, Dave from Mindetta.
No, mate, this is Robin Burney.
Oh, Robin Burney, no worries.
Rob, how you doing?
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Sorry, we were just joking because Dave's always calling up for the Trivia Troll. Rob from Burney.
He always calls.
I never get in, they're too quick for me.
Because Dave, he's tying up those phone lines every time. All right, Rob, what's the name of the alter ego that's constantly calling Lee Kentworthy at 7BU and asking about his package neatly fastened in place?
Pretty sure it's Reuben Rob.
It is.
Wonderful.
Nice work.
Good on you, Rob.
He's not bad. He's a unit.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
I'll just get your contact.
I was going past yesterday out of Cooey, actually.
You drove past us yesterday out in Cooey?
Yeah, I gave a big blast. I was heading out to Sunset Way and got the big waves.
Awesome, we love a big blast.
I was trying to wave to like everyone individually, so you knew I was waving to you.
It was a bit chilly.
Oh, it was very cold.
Yeah.
I know, it wasn't real warm.
Thanks, Dave. You're in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Hit music.
Getting back together like you and Sarah. Just kidding.
Oh, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Let's have a look at history.
Today in history, a thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
The 17th of September today, Ari.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. How dare you with that Sarah comment.
That is definitely in the history now.
On this day in 1665, the great bubonic plague broke out in London, killing nearly 70,000 people. You know about that one?
Yeah, I do know about that one.
I think to stop it, they just stopped throwing garbage and sewage on the streets, didn't they?
I mean, it's a pretty good idea not to do that, yeah.
You know this nursery rhyme?
Yep.
You know it's from the plague?
Yep.
About people dying, painful deaths.
Yeah, I did know that, actually. Surprisingly, because I don't usually know your Today in History facts.
Good times, though.
Yeah.
Good times, latest news and chat. On this day in 1954, Lord of the Flies, written by William Golding, was published. You know Lord of the Flies?
Yes.
Whoever holds the conch gets to speak.
We should get a conch in here.
I don't know what that is.
It's a shell. The shell in Lord of the Flies. You know,
I know the title. I don't remember what happens in
it. It's about
it.
A bunch of kids that get deserted on an island and they sort of have to build their own system of government and stuff. And it all falls apart.
So it's something to watch this weekend then?
Yeah, maybe. If you want. I think so. The conch is a shell that they pass around. Whoever has it gets to talk. But that all falls apart because, you know, power struggles and stuff.
Yeah, we could do that if you want.
On this day in 1983, the Eiffel Tower received its 1 millionth visitor. The visitor received prizes, including a new car, by the way.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
They got a new car just for visiting the Eiffel Tower and being that person.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, the fight to be that number, yeah, through the door.
How did they count? Because people,
I don't know.
It's just a public area. You can just walk up there.
So you'd have to pay to go up it or anything?
Oh, to go up it. I don't know. I didn't go up it. Because you can't see it from up it, you know?
Yeah, but you can see the view, though.
And there's a massive line. I just looked at it and was like, oh, yeah. The things I liked most about France were the less touristy things. Like, there was the museum, obviously, is the Louvre, but there's a newer one. I can't remember what it's called, but it's cooler.
Is that where you got your top from?
France. Mm. Yeah, my fancy Friday top today from France, from a market. Thank you very much.
It's kind of nice.
And
I
thank
like that colour on you. Looks good.
Thank you for dressing fancy today for once.
Oh, well, I was a penguin last Friday. You can't get any more fancier than that.
I'm just saying, dodgy track record when it comes to fancy. It was on this day in 1991, Home Improvement starring Tim Allen began on US television.
Yep, I know that.
Everyone knows this.
I do remember that
good
show.
Good times.
Cool show.
And on this day in 1994, Heather Whitestone, a 21-year-old, became the first deaf woman to be crowned Miss America.
That's amazing.
And that's today in history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Happy Friday.
You're looking particularly fancy today. Well done.
Thank you.
It's Fancy Friday, of course.
It is. To make, when you're a woman and you need to dress fancy, the fancy part of it is hair, makeup, jewellery.
Yeah.
Guess what I do not do well? Hair, makeup, and I don't own much jewellery.
Me either, really, to be honest. I don't do those well.
To be honest, I think I was a man in a past life.
I reckon
I've only been men in past lives.
So this is new for you?
Yes, this is very new
still
for me.
Learning.
I mean, still like 28 years of being a woman, but like, I'm just like half-half, you know?
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Now, Mysterious Mel is on the line at 1-300-655-922 with a word sandwich for us, Ari.
We have missed Mysterious Mel, so good morning.
Hello, Mel.
Today's words are house and manual.
House and manual. Thanks,
and
Mel.
Manual.
Are you still there, Mel? She's gone. I knew she'd be gone.
House and manual.
If we figure it out, how about we figure it out off the air? If we can figure it out, we'll make it today's sandwich.
Okay, house and manual.
Yeah.
House and manual.
Don't know.
House and manual.
All right, so after 8:30...
I just want to say house plant, but I know it's not that. Now I just want to go buy plants for the house.
Don't get distracted. So after 8:30, the word sandwich will be house and
and I was going to say house and plant. Thanks a lot. House and manual, if we can figure out what the answer is, because Mel never gives us the answer.
Never gives us the answer. So, yeah, we'll keep working on that. House and manual.
And if we can't figure it out, we'll just have to come up with one of our own. We are taking your comments at CFM Tasmania on Facebook, or you can always pick up the phone and give us a call at 1300 655 922. What's the most trouble you ever got in at school?
Yes. Now, back in the day, ads.
Yeah, here we go.
This is more for you because you're hashtag old. No, just kidding. You're not even that old. But teachers were rough.
Like in your day?
Our parents' days. Like, they were rough.
Well, there's a few coming in here on the Facebook. Diane said, when I threw my recorder at the music teacher and hit her hand while the dragon was on the piano, she got up and slapped me upside the face. But I got her back as she wore gumboots to school, so I filled them with water and she never knew who did it.
Yeah, I think definitely the students always got the teacher's back just as bad.
You are. I couldn't imagine having to try and teach me and the gang when we were in, like, grade 7. We were terrible, terrible people. It was like a challenge. Can you ruin the teacher's life? It was awful. We were awful human beings.
No, I definitely don't recommend.
Kendall said, I attempted to go on strike in grade 4. I walked out of our class and to the office. A couple of kids followed until we got to the office and realised we were in massive trouble. There was a guy in my class in grade 7 with one of the teachers that went on strike from doing work, and the teacher didn't even notice. All year.
Didn't do anything all year.
Yeah, he kept saying, he came in every day, sat at our table and was like, no, I'm on strike from work. The teacher didn't even notice.
I don't know what's worse,
some pretty useless teachers.
Some pretty funny comments coming through. But this is way back when. This is not anything recent.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit more extravagant than it would be these days.
Yeah, well, Kylie said in our primary school, my friend and I wrote a letter to a boy out of school hours and the boy took it to school and showed it to the teacher and the teacher taunted us in his classroom and banged our heads together.
What?
Like a cartoon, clocking heads together.
Ugh. Yeah.
We don't need violence.
Are you so happy that schools aren't like this anymore?
Yeah. I mean, I might have been better behaved, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, the kids have it lucky these days.
That's true. Wow. Well, they've got people like Mr. Cruz.
Yeah. So. And they've got all tech stuff, drones. So cool.
All right, Ari, you're all about this celebrity Met Gala that just went on.
I sure am.
But did you see the confusing, maybe, the unexpected guest in the background of all the pictures?
No. Was there a dog there?
I think it's a golden retriever, too, just sitting there in the background.
Oh, bless. He's having the time of his life at the Met Gala.
He seems a bit bored and a bit snoozy, like he's not interested in the celebs, to be honest. Most of the pictures, he's looking off in the distance at something else off camera, but... He wasn't interested in Kim Kardashian's outfit. He was a little interested, apparently, in Billie Eilish, Serena Williams and Storm Reid.
I mean, why wouldn't you be?
They commanded enough presence to hold the furry guest's gaze, but for the most part, the puppy seemed more interested in something off to the side of the screen, just like Ariel, because she's actually just left the studio. I kid you not. She just ran off. I think she's gone to get our Friday Live guest. But, I mean, I tell you what, she could have waited until we're off air. Can you believe my co-host? She's not here. I'll tell you the rest. One thing's for sure, the mystery dog was definitely one of the more interesting guests to attend the red carpet event of the year. And judging by his reaction to some of the outfits, there were a few Uber celebrities barking up the wrong fashion tree. Get it? Because he just was not interested. I don't know whether she's coming back for this talk break or not. Hey, Ari!
Yeah?
We're on the air!
Yeah! Coming!
She's coming. Unbelievable. Can you believe my co-host? We're on the air. I'm doing dog news.
Charlie's here.
Yeah, but we could let her in 1 minute after the dog news.
Charlie's here, though. I'm too excited.
Song, 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 snag.
It's time for song snag. If you get it right today, you will go on the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on Westella. Pretty much, Adam has snagged this song pretty bad. Like the worst of the week, you reckon, Ads?
Well, they're always pretty badly snagged. I think it's not the worst of the week, but it's badly snagged.
Yeah, okay. If you know it, give us a call, 1300 655 922.
I know one listener named Rod doesn't like this song. That won't help anyone except Rod. All right, if you know what it is, give us a buzz at 1300 655 922.
Song snack.
All right, Jeremy. All right, here's the song, Jeremy. What do you think it is, Jeremy?
King of Wishful Thinking by Go West.
Correct, Jeremy and Naomi.
You want the record, I knew it.
Yeah, thought you might have. Okay, sure you did, Naomi. We're going to give that one to Jezza, though.
Hello.
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 Hello. Jeremy is in the draw to win Waffles for Two at Windows on West Stella. We'll draw it later today, all right?
No worries. Thank
okay.
you.
Thanks, Naomi and Jeremy.
Friday, Live, showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
Yes, it's Friday Live with CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Today's guest, Charlie Saunders from Sheffield School. Welcome to the studio, Charlie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No worries. We were very impressed by your Rock Challenge performance that got you through to the finals in Lonnie, but also got you suspended.
Yes, that was a bit of a roller coaster.
You're back at school now, though?
Yeah, back at school.
All's
this week.
Good? Squash the beef?
A little bit.
Okay.
We're not one to rev or stir the pot, but we might be just a little bit.
Yeah, the way I see it, you were too punk. You got suspended for being too punk.
Too punk.
I tell you what is punk, or what I consider punk, is playing a guitar through a little radio, which is what you're going to do today.
Yep.
That's pretty punk.
Can you tell us a bit about the song that you're going to be singing today?
This one's called You Don't Notice. It's more of an acoustic one that I've written. I only wrote it like a month ago, actually.
Oh, awesome. And for anyone listening that may want to continue along the journey with you, where can they find you on socials?
Charlie.Saunders, or I've got an account for a band. It's Gore, GHORE.band.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Any gigs coming up? Do you play much live gigs?
I have had a few. I had a lot last year in May, I think it was. I did Sleepyheads. We opened for them at Guinness Pub in Launceston. That was the best gig I've done.
Cool. All right, well, without further ado, let's do it. We might mic up that radio with your mic, and let's do it. The stage is yours, Charlie.
just another face. Sometimes I'll close my eyes and feel my lips on yours. It's late at night. Sometimes I want you back, but I'm not ready to walk that path just yet. I wish you'd notice, but you don't notice. I wish you'd notice, please just notice me. I wish you'd notice, but you don't notice. Why can't you just ever think of me? I wish you'd notice, but you don't notice. Wish you'd notice, please just notice me. I wish you'd notice, but you don't notice. Why can't you just ever think of me? I wish you'd notice, but you don't notice. I wish you'd notice, please just notice me. I wish you'd notice, but you don't notice. Why can't you just ever think of me? I wish you'd notice, but you don't notice. I wish you'd notice, please just notice me. I wish you'd notice, but you don't notice. Why can't you just ever think of me?
Being in here.
Thank you for having me.
That was awesome.
That's Charlie Saunders, one of the finalists for the Northwest Coast in the Rock Challenge this year. Now you can hear what we're talking about. That's why we were going on about it so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, that's why I've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now. Honestly, yeah. So cool.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Are you going to compete again next year? Or are you...
Hopefully with the full band. We're still looking for a drummer.
Oh, about that. So I know someone that's a drummer that I'm staring at across the studio right now. Yeah. If you ever need someone to fill in, I'll vouch for him.
Yeah.
He does do the air drums pretty good in the studio. We're talking about Adam, by the way.
Yeah, and also, Charlie, anytime you've got a gig you want to promote or anything else, come back and visit us again. We love your work, so thanks
so much.
Thank
you guys so much.
No worries at all.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming in.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Oh, are you feeling those Friday feels? Now I am.
Yeah, after the
Charlie
Friday
revved
live.
Charlie us up.
Charlie Saunders performed for us just before.
Now, can you explain what was going on? Because I was like, there's a lot happening behind the scenes with that performance.
Yeah, so we were scrambling to get a guitar amp for us. She had an electric guitar and a pedal board and stuff. Just needed something to plug it in. There was no guitar amp, the speaker that usually goes through.
Yeah.
So we went outside and found that little orange radio. Whose is that radio? It's just it just belongs
probably
to
Darren's on 7AD.
Yeah.
Love a bit of Daz.
And then needed to find an adapter for it from Martin Egerton, first with local news, first with the local adapter as well.
Yeah, well, he pulled through and
We got it together.
Yeah. So that was playing, thrilling though.
She was playing through a small tinny radio, the guitar. That was her guitar amp just then that you were listening to.
Cool. Didn't even know you could do that.
Me either.
Yeah, see, radios is where it's at.
I know. But good times. Good times. I loved it.
That was actually so good. Yeah. Can't wait to see where she goes and where she's performing next and keep tabs and check it back in with her later on in life, you know?
Yep. If you want to get involved with Friday Live, head to cfmtaz.com.au. We're keen to support local musicians at all times, aren't we?
Yeah, we actually are. And also, it makes our fancy Friday, like, so much more cool.
Yeah, people get to see us in our fancy gear. Yeah. With our packages neatly, tightly in place.
It just sets the tone for the weekend when we have a live musician in the studio and we're in our fancy dress.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Do a courtesy flash and make sure you enter for this week's Win on the Web.
Uh-huh. Load it up. With the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Do you like the new intro?
I like the free stuff intro. Not me, you taking snippets of me saying things out of context.
Bidding you free stuff.
That's better.
Right, the Street Team are out there bidding you free stuff. Let's go to Delilah first.
Good morning, Delilah. Where you at this morning?
This morning I am down at the at East Devonport's Best of the Best
East
winner,
Dev,
One Flower Cafe. Super exciting for them. I'm parked out the front. I have a bunch of goodies as usual. I have lunch rolls and hot dog rolls from Cripps Master Loaf ready for the footy grand final this weekend. I have Mini Moo yogurt from Tasmania's West Haven. Pretty tasty if you ask me. I have Koala Farts eucalyptus spray and Tipsy Koala hand sanitizer from Dinky Co. And as always, I have plenty of Friends with Benefits key tags and CFM stickers, so you can pop them on the back of your car. Maybe Charlie can put one on the on her guitar.
Yeah.
Case. That could be cool. Maybe I should do that too.
You should do that.
At One Flower Cafe in East Devonport. I'll be here until 8:30 this morning or until I run out of goodies in the CFM Cruiser powered by Harvey Norman Devonport.
Delilah, I'm so sorry. I forgot to give you Brent Costello's number, but the grand final is next week.
No.
I'm so sorry. The 25th of September.
We have got it wrong all week.
Oh, my goodness.
Our street team can't keep
up. Get some for the NWFL Grand Final this Saturday.
Yes. That's
what we're talking about. Nailed a good
save. Okay, Takesha. Just to remind everyone, the Grand Final is not this weekend. It is next weekend. But Takesha, what have you got on board this morning and where are you?
I knew that the Grand Final was on next weekend and I'm really proud of myself because I'm not that into football.
Oh.
But I do have hot dog rolls and lunch rolls for those of you who are looking to put on a little spread for the Grand Final. So come down and see me at the Cam River in the CFM Cruiser because I do have the hot dog rolls and lunch rolls. I've got free coffee vouchers thanks to McCafe, flavoured milk thanks to Better Milk and Tasmanian West Haven Mini Moo yogurts. So come down and get those before I eat them all. I'm at the Cam River in the CFM Cruiser powered by Harvey Norman Electrical.
She will eat them too, so quick.
Word sandwich.
More.
Word sandwich time. Unfortunately, Thea has called in sick today. Thea, honestly.
Well, we didn't need her anyway.
Not good enough. But Mel has called up. Mysterious Mel has called up. She's given us two words. If you know the word that goes in the middle, because, I mean, we don't really know what the word is.
We've got a couple we'll accept, but Mel doesn't give us the answer when she calls up.
Yeah, so we've got two possible options that we think are acceptable.
Yeah.
If you can pick either one of our options, we'll chuck you in the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in there and taste the difference.
This was Mel earlier this morning.
Today's words are house and manual.
Okay, that was Mel filling in for Thea as Thea's off sick. House and manual.
And can I just say, Mel, you can't call in and win the prize. You're disqualified.
No, Mel cannot call in and win the prize. So house and manual.
1-300-655-922.
Word sandwich.
More. Abby from Burnie. This is your words today presented by Mel.
Today's words are house and manual.
What do you think goes in the middle, Abby?
Is it work?
We will accept work, yes.
We were thinking it might be work.
Yeah, congratulations, Abby. So that would be housework, work manual.
Mm.
Adam's a little bit confused what a work manual is, though.
Yeah. You ever used a work manual, Abby?
Yeah, No.
Me no. either.
Yeah, don't worry. Adam doesn't read it either.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you have not read the work manual here, have
How
you?
How dare you?
Do you even know where it's located?
Excuse me, who ran out of the studio while we were live on air in the middle of dog news this morning?
The doorbell was ringing.
Come on. Anyway, thanks, Abby. You're in the draw to win that savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge. We'll draw that later today as well. What else would we have accepted?
We would have accepted house plant manual, because, I mean, who doesn't need a plant manual? Like, because sometimes they die and you need to know, like, when you need to water them. Mm. That would have been funny. And houseboat and boat manual.
Okay. So we weren't 100% sure, because Mel presented us with the word sandwich.
Mysterious Mel never gives us the answer.
No. So those are what we would have accepted. Mel, you're welcome
and
to tell
also,
us.
Also, Mel, thank you for filling in for Thea while she's off sick today.
Yeah, we needed that. Cheers, Mum.
Hit music. Music.
We've got a call coming through at 1-300-655-922. It's probably Mel.
It's got to be Mysterious Mel.
Yeah, because we presented her word sandwich today and we didn't actually know the answer, so we just took what we thought might go in the middle. So,
Hello, Mel.
G'day. I was just ringing up about the word mashup thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've already got a winner, sorry.
Yeah, I was just ringing up another suggestion. I thought it could be owners.
House
Owner's manual. That's probably correct. That's what it would have been.
That's what I was thinking. I was just thinking that made a lot more sense than all the other ones.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Point.
Thanks.
Look, I'm going to pop you in the drawer anyway.
Yeah, what was your name again? Sorry, where are you from?
Cleveland Hall.
Where are you from?
Smithton.
Cleveland from Smithton. You're also in the draw to win the $60 savoury box. So good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, cheers for that.
giving us a more legit answer than we came up with.
F. We're about to announce the winner of the best of the best for yesterday, Cooey, Somerset and Camdale area.
We sure are, but you know what, Ads? The best of the best person who does word sandwiches is Mel, Mysterious Mel.
Well, there's someone, we don't know who's calling, but the phones are going mental this morning, to be honest, but do we just assume it's Mel and take it?
It's got to be her. Who else would be calling?
All right.
Hello, Mel?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay. What was today's word sandwich?
Owners.
Yeah, we got it in the end.
It was owners.
Yeah. Thanks,
Mel.
Did
you like
She's
our
house? She's long gone. Hello, Mel? Yeah, I thought I heard her hang up. She's long gone. Too mysterious.
Oh, I really wanted to know her thoughts on our options for houseplant, plant manual.
She would have hated them.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, probably. all right, time to announce the best of the best for yesterday, Ari.
Sure is. Have you got the drum roll ready for mine?
Always ready.
Okay. The best of the best in Cooey, Camdale, Somerset is Kate's Country Sounds in Somerset.
I didn't get a chance to have a look in there, but I saw the pictures online.
Cool.
Yeah, nice
Pretty
looking little
cool.
CD store, record store, yeah.
A little bit cool. We should have a country-themed Fancy Friday.
You reckon? Get the hats involved.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I need some cowgirl boots. Way more my style.
Anyway, congrats again. The next best of the best is Monday.
Ulverston,
yeah.
Yeah, we're heading to Ulvi. Get ready for it. It's going to be lots of fun.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Y'all, happy Friday, Fancy Friday. Feeling the feels, we had Charlie in. Wasn't that cool?
You're a little bit shaky because of your voice, but then also excited at the same time, because straight after the show you're going to...
Oh my God, I'm getting my hair done. I haven't had my hair... This is the excitement. I have not had my hair dyed in
I told you, she's gone mental.
In like over 2 years, because usually it's about my birthday, and the last two birthdays I have not got my hair done. I'm pretty low maintenance, to be honest. But I'm really excited because Melissa's like my fave hairdresser, because it's Dylan's hairdresser, and it's like we have this special bond. It's nice.
Oh, lovely.
I'm excited
good
to go
on Dylan for still having hair.
I know, because when I moved here, I was like, well, what hairdresser do I go to? And he's like, just go to mine. She's amazing.
Yeah.
And I was like, his hair looks pretty good. I'll go to her.
There you go. Problem solved. So you're looking forward to that. I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to. I don't get my hair cut, really, because, you know, balding.
Because you've got no hair on your head.
How dare you?
I'll ask Melissa today, do you have, like, any, like, men's hair solutions?
Yeah, please do, and pass it on. Yeah, thanks for that.
Welks.
It's one of the main reasons why your friend Sarah doesn't love me. I'm looking forward, though, to Rag and Bone.
You are putting words in, like, you are creating this story, okay? Have you messaged her?
Hey, I've moved on
from this conversation.
Yeah, Emily seems pretty keen.
No, I've moved on from this conversation. I just want to talk about, we've got Rag and Bone Man coming up, Pink coming up, but Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy. You're living in the past, Ari.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Done for another week, Ari.
I hope that you've had a phenomenal week with us. We've had fun, haven't we?
Yeah, we'll have some more fun next week. We've got three best of the bests to visit next week, so that's going to be a packed week.
It's going to be jam-packed, and we're so excited. I am absolutely loving being out and about with you all.
You froth it, in a way.
I do. I think it's a lot nicer when you can see everyone and you can just wave, give them lots of love, make their day a little bit happier.
When we were leaving Kiwi yesterday, you did actually say, I'm going to miss everyone. You did say that. So she's not just saying that.
I actually did say, yeah, I did indeed
that.
Was
off air, so it's truthful.
As soon as we left, I was like, oh, I kind of miss waving at everyone.
No, I know. Poor old Ari. That's her in her element, so check that out next week. You've got to go. You've got hair to be done.
I know. I've got to get my hair done. Mel, I'm coming for you. And this is a mysterious Mel, by the way.
Oh, different Mel?
This is a different Mel, yeah.
But she's giving you the trim, eh?
I don't want to get anything cut off. It's already short enough.
Ah, it's being dyed, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just getting it blonde. Because all the blondes ends got cut off during Queens for Kids when I did the big chop. Because I hadn't had my hair dyed in so long. That it's too dark.
Well, quick, get out of it. You've got to go.
Okay, I'm going. Boom.
You've got a hair appointment. See ya.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Alrighty, thank you for listening on demand. Really appreciate it. You can listen back to any show on demand here at cfmtaz.com.au or join us live from 6 a.m. this Monday. We'll be live from Ulverston for CFM's Best of the Best. We'll see you there.